I have a brand new book that is finally available. It's called The Loophole. I'm so excited about this book. I've been researching this subject for 5 years. I've been writing this book for about a year, but we're going to go through the details of this particular book on today. Make sure you stay tuned.
You are listening to the Divorced Christian Podcast Show with your host and teacher, Darius Good. He is the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center and founder of Good Treasure Ministries. He is the author of the books Unlocking Godly Wisdom and The Divorced Christian. For more information, visit the website at thedivorcedchristian.com. And now, here's your host, Darius Good.
Welcome to another episode of the Divorced Christian Podcast Show. My name is Darius Good. I'm the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center, located in Connecticut. Thank you for joining us on today. I'm excited about my brand new book, The Loophole. The Loophole. And so what I'm going to do is share information regarding this book on today. Make sure you check out the website, thedivorcedchristian.com. I have a lot of information on that page regarding myself, regarding this podcast show, regarding the books that I've written on the subject of divorce. One of the books is called The Divorced Christian. And we have the brand new book, The Loophole. And then I have some links there at the bottom regarding some resources that I use as I'm collecting my information. On this website, we deal with theology, we deal with culture, and we deal with the law of Moses, and not my interpretation, but their interpretation back in Israel, ancient time, during the time of Moses, how they interpreted the laws. And we were able to see that Jesus' teachings does not contradict the law of Moses. And so all these laws align. And so what I learned was we have a poor understanding of their culture, how their laws, how their legal system work. When I tell you the amount of horrible, horrible teachings, the amount of bad information I hear from ministers every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, they're just making things up. And so I spent 5 years researching this subject of divorce and remarriage, specifically according to the law of Moses. And then when I took a fresh look, now had a different understanding of the law, and I'm looking at Jesus' teachings, I clearly see how they align. And by the way, I'm not the only one that teach what I teach. I'm finding other ministers, other books that are written that align with my teachings. It all makes sense. And so what we're going to do today is we're going to take a look at this book, The Loophole. What I'll do is read the synopsis of the book. Make sure you check out the website once again, thedivorcedchristian.com. And I also placed a link in today's notes regarding this book, regarding The Loophole. It is available on at Barnes & Noble's on their website, as well as Amazon.com. It's also available as an ebook. And so, but if you click on the link that says The Loophole, that only way you see the book synopsis, but you can actually look through the book. I know I want to sell books. I do. I really do want to sell books. But I've posted the PDF of the entire book because for me, it's more important that people know the truth. We got to get this information out there. People need to understand the truth so that we can bring freedom and liberty to people. And I'm sorry. The amount of bad teaching drives me nuts. And so this is the assignment that the Lord has given me regarding ministering to those who have gone through this experience. So let's begin with the book synopsis. I'll just read it to you. As many read the debate between Jesus and the Pharisees about marriage and divorce, few stop to ask why this question arose in the first place. During Jesus' time, a little-known historical event unfolded in Israel, one that exposed how men were cunningly exploiting a legal loophole. By manipulating the law of Moses, they led countless women into adulterous marriages. In response to this growing moral crisis, the Jewish Supreme Court, led by Gamaliel, president of the Great Sanhedrin, was compelled to take decisive action, enacting a law to restore righteousness and integrity to the nation. In The Loophole, Pastor Darius explores the complexities of marriage and divorce in Israel under the law of Moses. He reveals the Sanhedrin's historic decision and explains how their ruling aligns with Jesus's teachings on divorce, adultery, and remarriage. Through meticulous research and compelling insight, he not only clarifies this long misunderstood issue, but also offers a fresh perspective that challenges long-held beliefs within the Christian community. Let me say this. One of my struggles, here I am, a pastor's son, born to pastors who were pastoring when I was born. All I know is Christianity. All I know is church. As a pastor's son, I had to be at church on Wednesdays for Bible studies. I went to conventions. We went to all kind of stuff. We were in a independent church, but we were connected to a lot of churches, a lot of ministries. There was the church community here in Connecticut held my dad in very high esteem, had a lot of respect for him. He actually began a Bible school later on near the end, and it was the dean of the school, and I would go with him to class. And so I sat through many of the classes. We had a lot of the local pastors that were teachers there at the Bible school. And so with that being said, I've been exposed to a lot of teachings. And so the teachings regarding divorce and remarriage, I've heard all these teachings before. As people come to me to try to clarify and teach me, trust me, I've heard this stuff for, I'm 48 years old. So I've heard this stuff all my life. There's nothing you can explain to me at this point that I haven't heard, because what I haven't heard, I began to research and dig into to have better understanding, to see if it makes sense or if it aligns with the scriptures, if it doesn't. And as I've dug into the culture and the history and their legal system of how it all works, I began to realize that Christians are making up their version of the Bible. There's no truth in it. And this is why there are so many contradictions in teachings regarding this subject of divorce and remarriage. So if you go to the link and you look at the PDF, I began the very, because you can see the table of contents. The book begins with my dedication, and then you see a chapter that will state, "It never made sense." And I go through my explanation of how these teachings, some of the teachings that I began hearing didn't make sense, such as, how could Jesus say you can only get divorced for adultery when there's so many other reasons? Why would he only limit it to adultery? And then you find out that Jesus never used the word adultery. He used the word fornication. And then people start making up reasons for that. So you got those that say you can only get divorced for adultery. And then you got a group that's now teaching, well, you can only get divorced during your betrothal stage or during the process of the engagement. I've heard all kinds of teachings regarding this. And they made it all up because they didn't understand the culture and the time in which the times of Moses, in which their understanding of how they would apply the laws. We're using American culture, American definition, English culture, English definitions, and we're trying to apply it to an ancient culture, and that never works. So I have to then deal with the subject of sound doctrine. So from page 13 until page 37, I deal with nothing but sound doctrine, because there's so many teachings that say Moses made up the law of Moses. They say that God gave him the Ten Commandments. All the rest of it he made up, and that is not true. That is not true at all. So just because we don't understand, we don't have to come to these conclusions that now Moses made it up, so Jesus came to repair what Moses destroyed. That's another teaching. That's another false teaching. Jesus didn't change any of the laws. He actually clearly stated, "I did not come to destroy the law of Moses." And so I had to take a step back to say, then maybe I don't understand the law of Moses. Maybe I need to better understand. And so as I began digging, and this is not complicated, purchase yourself a Jewish encyclopedia. If you start there, I guarantee you within two or three words that you look up, you're going to begin to see some things that you've never heard taught and say, "I didn't understand that's how their culture worked." And so that's where I began, and I began reaching out to the Jewish community, to rabbis, digging into Jewish writings. All their teachings align. It's Christian teachings that all contradict each other. And so as I began to understand the law of Moses better and their culture, and then I'm taking another look at what Jesus is stating, I'm like, he's saying the same thing as what the law states, as what all the priests are stating. So in page 38, we get into the laws of marriage. Because if we don't understand the laws of marriage, then you will not understand the law regarding divorce. So I go through this three stages of marriage. This is very important. You can't understand Christianity without understanding this portion of Judaism. Our Christian experience, we're the bride, the church is the bride. That is Judaism. To become the bride, that's the second stage of marriage or the betrothal stage of marriage. It's called the kiddushin. This is the stage that the church is currently at. So if we don't understand this portion of Jewish culture, then we don't understand any of the parables that Jesus taught of the virgins waiting for the bridegroom to come. That's what the church is waiting for, the return of Jesus, so that we can enter into the third or final stage of marriage, which is called the nishuin. So I deal with this because it also deals with divorce. Every marriage had to have a prenup agreement in Israel. Now, I shouldn't say every marriage because there were some exceptions. I don't deal with the exceptions in this book. There was just way too much information to go through when a person was excluded from having a prenup agreement. But I had to put as much meat into this book as possible so that we can understand and get to the teachings of Jesus, so we could see where there was no discrepancy and have full understanding of what Jesus was teaching and saying. So now we get to the law of divorce, and we have to deal with the law of adultery, because our definition of adultery in America is not the definition of the adultery in Israel during the time of Moses, which means we have to deal with the subject of polygamy, which the church hates. Oh, we don't talk about polygamy. That's wrong. It's Adam and Eve. I get all that, but in understanding the law of polygamy, then you understand where the loophole was created. So, and polygamy, let me say this, did not work the way Christians explain it. Absolutely did not work. So I go through the explanation of the requirements if they're going to have multiple wives, and the reasons why they had multiple wives, and the controversy that created there in Israel. So that was not without problems. And all that is explained there in the law of Moses, actually all there in the scriptures. So everything I have there, I'm highlighting not only the culture, their teachings and explanation, but I'm giving you the scriptures that corresponds with what I'm explaining. We're going to deal with the laws of fornication, because they're not. Fornication in Israel is not what we teach on Sunday mornings. We don't understand in Jewish culture that they had laws against touch. It's called the law of touch. They had the law of seclusion. So you don't touch the opposite sex. You're never secluded with the opposite sex. This is a part of their culture. So I explain how they dated. How do you date when you have these type of laws in place? So I deal with also the priest, because the priests had very strict requirements in who they could and could not marry. So that's very important as well, that we understand the consequence when they broke these laws. Because for some reason, when you hear it preached on Sundays, everything was death. Everybody got stoned to death. And they hardly stoned people to death in Israel. So I cover that as well. But first, we deal with forbidden marriages. There were six forbidden marriages in Israel. I go through a in-depth explanation, because to just state them, people would draw a false conclusion. And so this has been the consistent problem with our teachings, is we won't dig deep enough to get understanding of how that was done, what those laws really entailed and what they really meant. So we deal with the forbidden marriages. This is important because Jesus addressed two of the forbidden marriages in Israel. And if you don't understand how those laws worked, then what you're reading, everyone is preaching a false explanation of Jesus's teachings. I deal with the term bastard or mamzer. Once again, this is another term that was different in Israel. It's not used the same way it's used in America. Once again, using American terminology, American definition, American understanding, and it creates falsehood. So the word bastard in Israel was not a child birthed out of a marriage in which the couple was not married to one another. In Israel, it was a couple that was married to one another. So I deal with that. I deal with the adulterous marriage, the explanation of what that was, because it's not a marriage following a divorce. They had a law in place regarding adulterous marriages, just like they had a law in place regarding incestuous marriages. So I explain what all those are, as well as child custody, because I would hear pastors explain that they would get divorced in Israel and the mothers would take custody of the children. That's American culture. That wasn't true in Israel, and it wasn't true in Rome. It's amazing the stuff that's been made up and preached on Sunday mornings. So I deal with Jesus' teachings on divorce. I deal with the word put away. And I go into detail of women being able to initiate the divorce because they could not initiate divorce, but there were steps they had to take. I deal with the rebellious wife and the rebellious husband. Why is this important? Because in church, it sounds like people disagreed and just went to court and got divorced. That is not true. They had a system in place for marital disputes. So they would go to the priest, and the priest will address their marital issues. So I deal with the independent wife versus a dependent wife. And the woman had to select which one she had to be or wanted to be. The husband agreed, and they would write it into their marriage covenant. This was very important because this is the document they would bring to the priest when they had discrepancies. I dealt with the 10 obligations of the husband. There were 10 things he was required to do as a husband regarding his wife. I dealt with grounds of divorce because they lived in a different time. So it was very important we understand what they felt were legal grounds for divorce, what a wife's grounds of divorce was, and the steps that were taken before a divorce occurred. There were several steps, and even nowadays, there are steps that priests take, which is why they have a lower divorce rate than Christians. There's a reason why in the Orthodox community, they have a lower divorce rate than we do. I then deal with the three court systems there in Israel, the Great Sanhedrin, Lesser Sanhedrin, and the Beit Din, where we deal with the tribal courts. I go through the explanation of two or three witnesses. It's not two or three people that saw the event. That's not how that worked. So I go into great detail of who could be a witness and who could not be a witness. I deal with a thorough investigation required by the judges, depending on which court system you ended up in, the consequence of being a false witness, how they handled trial and acquittals, how they handle guilty verdicts. And I'm telling you, when you read through this, it will blow your mind because the court system was designed to find innocence and not find guilt. It is not American court system. They were not a bloody court. They were not stoning people to death constantly every day. So it's a very different court system than what I've heard taught and explained by Christians. I'm telling you, we have completely made up history. A lot of what we teach is not historically accurate. It's not culturally accurate. And so then we get into what in the world was going on in Israel. And this is what this book is about. So we deal with the Aguna crisis of women left, abandoned by husbands, trapped in this marriage, unable to ever marry again. I deal with the Aguna problem. I do address Joseph and Mary, this whole idea of the private divorce. I have to explain that because that's another thing that's been made up by the church. I deal with the importance of the dowry and how the husband was making money through the dowry. This created one of the major problems why men did not want to get divorced. I deal with the law of jealousy, the law called Sota, and how that law did not apply in certain cases. It did not apply during a betrothal, as I had Christians explain to me. So Joseph could not take Mary to the priest and have her drink the bitter water, thinking that maybe she committed adultery or that was not lawful. People have made this stuff up. So I deal with that law as well. And then the meat of this book, the most important chapter, if you're going to look at anything, look at page 127. It explains what they were doing, how they loopholed the law of Moses and was writing divorces that were not legal. There were fake bill of divorces. And so I go through the steps of what they were doing that was now creating adulterous marriages in Israel. Jesus was not putting new laws in place saying that if you get married and then divorced, your second marriage is adulterous. No, the second marriage was adulterous because the first divorce was not lawful. It was not legal because they figured out a way to loophole the law. So I also include the law that the Supreme Court put in place to stop the adulterous marriages. So it's important. If you're going to look at any pages, read page 127 through page 131. And then I explain why Jesus said there was an exception for fornication. That falls under a unlawful marriage. Fornication was an unlawful marriage. So I go through the explanation of what that meant to them as Jews. And Paul explained it in the New Testament. So I'll show you how that aligns. Old Testament law and what Paul is stating in his writings. And I also explain very important chapter or page 142, where I deal with valid forbidden unions and invalid forbidden unions. One determined that you had to have a bill of divorce. The other determined that a bill of divorce was not necessary. This is why I'm telling you it's so important that we understand their culture, because when you read through the scriptures, all the stories now make sense. Then I deal with all of Paul's writings because they say Paul contradicted the law of Moses, which he didn't. And he contradicted Jesus' teachings, or he aligned with Jesus' teachings. And Jesus' teachings and Paul's teachings contradicted the law of Moses. Not true. I explain to you how it all aligns. The law of Moses, Jesus' teachings, and Paul's teachings. There's some massive errors in our explanations of the scriptures. And so I have these chapters. It's called Paul's Arguments Do Not Contradict the Law. That's page 146. And that goes straight through to page 148. Then I deal with how God blesses remarriage. You're going to be shocked to find out who in the Bible's parents were divorced. You're going to be shocked. So I'm looking forward to y'all reading this book, reaching out to me. I want to hear your response to this information. I would prefer that you buy the book, but if you read through it and it's intriguing to you, then purchase the book, pick it up. I deal with where our current teachings regarding divorce come from, where this doctrine comes from. I deal with the fact that we are not under the law of Moses. So now I explain Jesus' teachings versus the covenant, the New Testament covenant that we are under. And I deal with the law versus grace. I put all these explanations in place to help us understand not just the teachings of Jesus, but where we should stand being non-Jews. We are Christians under a very different covenant than the Mosaic covenant. And then I deal with the explanation of when divorce became necessary. I begin with judicial oaths, because there were oaths that were taken. Oaths were broken. And that's one of the arguments where you can't break an oath. Well, oaths could be broken. That's why the oath was taken in the first place, and consequences for the oath was also a part of the arrangement. And so I explain even in court how that was handled, because that whole you go to court and swear to God, that is not what they did in Israel. There was only in specific cases when an oath was taken. And so I go through those explanations, and then I show you also in the teachings of Jesus how his teachings align with the law of Moses. There's no contradictions at all. It's just our misunderstanding of their court procedure, their legal procedure. And so I deal with that, and I explain where till death do we part, where that comes from. And then I finish the book with, so how do we handle divorce? Now that we understand all this information, we understand the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of Paul, how should we handle divorce? And I give some interesting insight on that because I believe it should align with how they did in the law of Moses. I know we're not under the law, but there's things that we can take from them that is of wisdom and it's of value. And I think is going to do the church body well moving forward when it comes to this particular subject. So when you get a chance, please visit the website, thedivorcedchristian.com. Click on the link there or the link also in the notes that is attributed to this book, The Loophole. Take your time, go through the book. I think it's going to be, I'm going to be pushing this book probably for the rest of my life. I wrote the book. The table of contents is very detailed so that you can find things as you're locating information that's important to you. You'll be able to go back and find it. There's also an index at the back of the book. I did this on purpose because I want us to have something that can provide the answers. The answers bring clarity to all these contradictions in our Christian teachings. Thank you for joining us on today. If you're listening by radio, join us the same time next week. If you're listening by podcast, remember to like, please share, today's episode and subscribe. And until next time, be blessed.
You've been listening to the Divorced Christian Podcast Show with your host, Darius Good. This was a Good Treasure Ministries production. Darius is the senior pastor of Bible Gospel Center, and he is the author of the book, The Divorced Christian. To learn more about this book and other books written by Darius, or to listen to other episodes of our podcast show, visit our website today at thedivorcedchristian.com. We pray that today's episode has brought revelation, understanding, and healing. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast show. And until next time, be blessed.